Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Terrific show for you today. We have a repeat visit from JJ Carroll. He's been on our show. JJ's been on our show, I believe this is the third time. And he's got a new book out. We're going to talk about that. He's got a podcast venture going on. We'll talk about that as well too. Very knowledgeable. Former Border Patrol member, and we're going to get to JJ Carroll in just a minute. First, I need to tell you, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, remote Studio B. I'm on the road. But nonetheless, I got to tell you, the banks are in trouble, people. Trump is in, but Biden did everything he could do across multiple venues to destroy this country. In fact, JJ is going to actually be talking about one of those venues, and one of them is the financial sector. He has left Trump with a mess. Estimates are 1,000 banks could fail. And under the Dodd-Frank law 2010, they can keep everything you have in the bank. You're an unsecured creditor. You're in second place. And that includes your retirement. Noble Gold specializes in securing retirements, putting them under your control, backing them with precious metals. And you own it. They can't touch it. And it's an appreciating asset. And also, too, they have the gold and silver investments. Now, I have to give you a warning. The federal government wants me to tell you, in fact, they require I tell you, that no investment is guaranteed and that past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I'll just counter by saying this. I've been working with Noble Gold for 8.5 years. I've been a customer multiple times over 7.5 years. We just made a big silver purchase about 3 weeks ago with some money that came in because silver will be the new oil. We've talked a lot about that on this show. So, how do you get information? How do you get started? DaveHodgesGold.com is where you go. DaveHodgesGold.com. And all you do is put in your email address into the form, and I'll send you out a free information packet. And then you can contact Noble Gold. And one warning, they will not close a deal for you. You have to close your own deal. They're trained to be unaggressive. These people, it's phenomenal. It's the best company I've ever worked with, and you'll enjoy them too. But more importantly, you're going to have peace of mind financially. JJ, welcome to the show, my friends. Great to have you back. I know you got a new book. We're going to talk about your book, Treason. And but it's interesting what's going on at the border. But what you've done in your book is really where I want to start. The
Okay.
Biden administration's strategic and malicious destruction of America's sovereignty is the byline behind the title Treason. And JJ, we're in trouble. We were sabotaged every way you can think of, and we're just discovering how bad it is under Doge. What can you tell us about what Biden did to us with the destruction of our sovereignty?
Well, Joe Biden made a strategic and intentional decision before he took office to fundamentally destroy our southern border and open the borders to 30 million illegal aliens in 4 years. I know that number to be 30 million. People in Congress are even using that number and have said it openly. If you want to split hairs with me and say, oh, that's crazy, then just go off of the government's own numbers of 17 million. Now, when's the last time that you trust the government in anything?
Nothing.
So 17, we'll just use 17. I'm telling you, it's 30 million that they have brought in. They did that to fundamentally transform the United States of America's demographics from citizens to non-citizens. They did it on purpose. And they had every weapon at their disposal to close the border. How do I know that? I lived it for 24 years. I know how the border's supposed to be closed. Donald Trump did it. And then when Donald Trump, within 24 hours of taking his hand off the Bible, he shut the border down in 24 hours. So that tells you everything you need to know. That Joe Biden could have stopped the border invasion, but he didn't. And worse than that, he facilitated the efficiency and the increase of it every single day.
There's no question, and there was an uptick of a lot of other bad activities like fentanyl and child trafficking. But the one thing I look at here, and people don't talk about this, and I want to get your opinion on this. I think this was as much about destroying the culture of America by bringing people here who have nothing in common with American people, and they don't know our rights, they don't know our history, and they're not vested in our success. And they're being babysat and supported with our tax dollars. And I think it was basically a Maoist cultural revolution to destroy the national identity of this country. What do you think?
Absolutely, I believe that. I believe that That was part of the demographic shift, is to alter America, alter our culture. Think of this. Let's look at this. This kind of came, I touched on it in my book, but I had already published it before all the discovery of USAID. So USAID was the major player of paying all the international NGOs to actually bring millions of people into America. So our government, through USAID, paid for the destruction of America. Then DHS funneled their money through FEMA to give to domestic NGOs. So our own government funded all of our demise on purpose, intentionally. And when you look at USAID, which is obviously an extension of the CIA, what is one of the tools the CIA uses to destroy other countries? It's cultural revolution.
Yes.
Meaning, and one of the things they do is they infuse transgender, LGBTQ insanity into different cultures that would be repulsed by it, and they make it very, very prominent. What country in the last 5 to 6 years has been inundated with LGBTQ insanity? That would be the United States of America.
Yeah.
Our own government practiced on other countries and now has put it on America. Our that's where treason is, Dave. Dave, the people that are running our country hate America and are trying to enslave us all. And there is no one that is going to convince me otherwise. And if you do try to convince me, you are either so grossly ignorant or you're complicit in it. There are no other choices. You can't, because you can't intellectually argue with me or you about the destruction of America. I'm telling you, and in my book, I write it out. You know, in my book, this is what I decided to do when I sat down and wrote it a couple months ago, or began to start writing it a couple months ago. I said, I'm going to present this book to my reader as I would as a federal agent bringing a narcotic or human smuggling case to a U.S. attorney and saying, here's all my sworn testimony. Here's all of my evidence. Here's everything. Now go prosecute him, U.S. attorney. I'm doing the same thing with the reader. Here it is, reader. Here's everything you need to know to show you I've cited everything that they have admitted to. Now, America, what are we going to do? Are we going to just allow these people to walk free? I hope not.
I think you're right on the money with that. And I think that's a good approach to bring the public into it. But I think my fear, and we said this in our pre-air discussion, is that the public is complacent. And with the great results Trump has had early, they've gone back to sleep.
I agree. I'll give you a great example when it comes to the border. The border right now, at the height of Joe Biden's time, look, Joe Biden, every single day Joe Biden was in office, every single day was between 5 and 20,000 arrests every single day of illegal aliens, releasing them all. Trump has brought that number down 97%. So the border is effectually closed. Everyone that's being arrested, I've been told from multiple sources on the border, everyone that's arrested is deported. No exceptions, none. Everyone's deported. But everyone has seemed to relax about the 50 million that are living in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be an urgency to get them the hell out of our country. And you think that, well, we shut the border down, and I agree with that. That had to be the very first thing you had to do. But to ignore the threat that is living inside of our walls, you're a fool if you don't think we're going to pay a heavy, steep price on that. Terrorists, gang members, PLA soldiers, mental patients from hospitals. I can go on and on and on. 50 million. Do you understand, America? 1 in 6 to 1 in 7 residents is an illegal alien in America. That's unsustainable. It is.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, there's something I've been saying, and I know it's more theoretical than factual, but let me tell you, with Border Patrol figures I read, 8 million gotaways. Okay, well, if I'm an illegal and I'm coming into the country, I know I'm going to be taken care of by the federal government. I get the hotel of my choice, the city of my choice. I get a cell phone. I get meals. I mean, it's a great deal. And eventually, I'm going to get a work permit and a driver's license. Why would I want to be a gotaway? And the only thing I can think of is they have a background as such as they don't want to be flagged as a terrorist. 8 million. What do you think about that?
Correct. Well, I'm going to push back on the 8 million. The 8 million is literally about 15 million. And the guys that I know, that's where you get the 30 million, okay? Because the federal government has admitted to 17 million. They've openly admitted through their own their own FOIA request and their own website. I'm telling you that the number of getaways is closer to 13 to 15 million. And everyone that's in the business knows that's true. Now, here's the crazy thing, Dave. It doesn't matter. I believe, like all my buddies say, JJ, it's a rhetorical question that we talk about. Why would you cross the border and run and abscond when you just give yourself up and get all the goodies? Well, the reason is because you're a criminal alien and you're afraid of being deported or put in jail. However, this is the crazy part. The NGOs service every illegal alien. It doesn't matter if you've been arrested and processed through Border Patrol and or you cross the border illegally. You still get all the same goodies. And the federal government does not make a distinction between an illegal alien that absconds and an illegal alien that came through and got processed because there's no system to do that. So we just give blanket $100, $500, $600 million grants to certain NGOs and they disperse the money as they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
We, the American people, have been funding our own murder.
Yes, I agree with that.
We hired the hitman. We gave them a gun. We bought the rounds for their magazine to put into their firearm. And then we helped them pull the trigger and blow our head off. We did it. America, we did it.
You did. You got that right. I got to tell you, I'm still in shock. When you said I'm going to push back on the 8 million, I thought, okay, I'm exaggerating without knowing I am. And I wasn't expecting you to go the other direction with those numbers.
And people in the business, Dave, will also say that is you're being conservative. I'd say, yeah, I always go on the conservative part. But we all know it's true. 80% of the border, Dave, was completely unmanned at any given time. You know how before in the history of the Border Patrol, where that ever happened? Never.
Mm-hmm.
It never happened. So 1,600 miles of the 2,000-mile border for 4 solid years did not have one single Border Patrol agent patrolling. Not one. So everyone's just like, when I'll give you an example. In San Diego sector, I'm talking to a friend of mine, and I call him and say, hey, I'm looking at the numbers, the nightly number. You had 1,500 getaways. And he laughed. He goes, you know that's not true. And I go, I know. How much? He goes, I don't know if it's 1,500 or 15,000 or 150,000, we have no way. All I can tell you is herds of humanity ran across our border last night. We have no idea how many people they are. None.
It's shocking. When we look at sovereignty lost and the border being a contributor, have you categorized that in terms of it's this element, it's this element? What are the elements that the open border has been used to take away our sovereignty?
Well, without borders, a nation does not exist. You are just now a piece of land that people travel over and on and rape and pillage and take what they need and they move on. That's all that's happening right now. Are people coming into our nation and they're taking all of our resources? Let me give you an example. So in the average person that takes Social Security payments, they get $1,400 a month, the average American. The illegal alien that crosses the border gets to tap into the Social Security insurance system and gets $2,200 a month. You've worked your whole life and you get $1,400, and a person from Sudan crosses and in one day they begin to get $2,200 a month. So when you talk about sovereignty, we're talking about the assault on every aspect. Let me just give you another example. Let's take a small town in Pennsylvania called Chenerable, has 4,000 residents. They brought in, Joe Biden brought in 2,500 Haitians and Liberians and destroyed that city, that little small town. It's a ghost town now. So you're seeing this replicated across America. You are seeing demographic shifts destroying major metropolitan cities. All your small rural towns and mid-sized cities are being devastated. Nobody wants to talk about it. Look, I just talked to a congressman that was Mr. King, Congressman King from Iowa this past week. He and I had a long conversation. And I remember we were talking about, hey, I remember you in the early 2000s coming out with studies that showed 25 U.S. citizens were murdered and or killed by drunk driving, et cetera, every single day. 25 a day, Dave. Now they're saying, Jim Jordan came out and said, well, that number is actually over 40 now a day. 40 American citizens are murdered or killed every single day at the hands of illegal aliens. I'm not even talking about sex assaults. I'm not talking about child rape or assaults or drug dealing, overdose. I'm just telling you, 40 Americans die every day at the hands of illegal aliens. Think of what I've just saying. Think of that. It makes 9/11 look like it's sophomoric. It does.
It's 1,200 a month.
Yes, it's like 14,000 a year. How much was 9/11? 3,000? Ish, not demeaning the ish, just I'm just saying round number 3,000. So four times 9/11 every single year in America. We need to wake up. We need to wake up as Americans. And this is why I'm saying there needs to be this sense of urgency to eradicate our nation of all these criminal aliens. And I will go, I'll tell you this, I'm the biggest Tom Homan fan you're ever gonna see. But I'm watching a man that is exasperated, is frustrated, because he's not getting the support he needs to do his job.
Even after Trump comes in?
I don't think that he is. My sources are saying that he does not have the resources at his disposal needing to get the job done. I'm telling you there's 50 million illegal aliens in America. Let's say that I'm absolutely wrong, and let's just go off of the 17 million that Biden administration admits and the 22 million that were here prior. That's 39 million. So let's just say 40 million for an easy number. You're okay with 40 million illegal aliens in America, and we're removing illegal aliens from America at 1,000 people a day. It's going to take us at least 100 generations to get 50 million people out. So we either ignore the problem and hope it goes away, and it won't, and 40, 50, 60 Americans will die every single day at the hands of illegal aliens, or we expedite it somehow. With the United States of America, figure it out and get it done. And I'm feeling that I'm like, Trump, this is, I love Trump. I love what he's doing. But sir, that 1,000 a day needs to be 10,000, 15,000 deported every single day. But they're not doing it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. What, and then this may help answer that question though. What estimate is there with the percentage of illegal immigrants are actually dangerous criminals or terrorists? Do we have a guess?
Oh, I can give you a guess, and I want to tell you it's in the millions, not millions, tens of millions. I did in my book Invaded, my first book. I went through all the data I can get, and you can't find the data because state and local will not character or put people in categories of illegal and legal. And then they're never corrected. So the numbers are all lies. But I came up with, back in 2023, minimum 10 million criminal illegal aliens in America. Okay. Minimum.
Yeah, that's that defines right there. You know, I'm making myself a note because I'm going to play with the numbers. With the numbers you gave earlier, if we're at 40 a day and we're getting to 12,000 a month, 1,200 a month, I should say, 14,000 for the year, Americans killed, and that number is only going to grow. What I'm wondering too is I'm hearing about TDA being deported. I'm hearing about MS-13, but I'm not hearing about the Chinese. And I got the pictures and the videos to prove they're here. So what's happening with those people? Because they're very dangerous.
Well, the Chinese are extremely dangerous because when you look at in 2019, I think it was, or 2020, we arrested the United States Border Patrol arrested, I think it was 1,970 Chinese nationals. In the next 4 years under Joe Biden, we arrested over 200,000. Okay. And then the people that I interviewed for my documentaries that have all the alphabet letters behind their names, so you can figure this out, told me off the record that they have identified at least 100,000 of them are PLA soldiers.
Yeah.
Now, when you begin to go down that rabbit hole of PLA soldiers, and I write this in my book, Treason, and explain how they're able to do it. Do you know that the group of individuals that control the illegal marijuana trade in America, do you know who they are? Chinese illegal aliens. Why is that so important? It's a multi-billion dollar a year, tens of hundreds of billions of dollars. Why is that important? Because mainland China does not have to send money to America to fund the nefarious PLA activities in America. They self-fund by selling marijuana in America. It's a cash crop. So they're funding. We are the most vulnerable we have ever been in American history. And I detail this and citate it immaculately in my book, Treason. When you understand what your federal government has done to you, America, you will be shocked. And we are just about to see the manifestation of it all.
Yeah, one of the pictures I have of the Chinese, and you said the PLA, and you cited, what were your PLA numbers again?
Over 100,000.
Yeah, I'm going to make myself note that. The pictures I had, it's all military. They're in good shape. Border Patrol are inspecting papers. They're handing them papers. What illegal aliens have papers? That just was mind-boggling when I saw this. But also what you see is whatever they're carrying, their backpack, a duffel bag, whatever it is, it's usually sat down at their right foot, and many of them were standing at parade at rest. I grew up on military bases. I know what that looks like. And these were clearly military I was looking at. And large numbers, I mean, lines as long as you could see extending out of camera range. What are they doing here?
Well, that's a great question. And I write a whole chapter about this in my book, because I want you to, the audience, to understand, if China decides to go into a normal war, if you will, their best case scenario, their best case is mutual destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're not going to beat us. They know that. It's going to be mutual destruction is the best. However, what if I told you, Xi Jinping, that the border's so wide open that we could take our soldiers and march them into America and not even stop there? Then they will, the U.S. government, those morons, will put our military guys on planes and fly them to wherever we ask them to. And it gets better. And once they get to that destination where we want our soldiers to be, those idiots in America will house, feed, clothe, medicate, and then give them spending money in the thousands of dollars. So we don't even have to expend any money on our soldiers. Would you take that deal? Of course you would. And then I have a very good friend that's consider a China expert, Brian O'Shea, former Special Forces, embedded in Special Forces for the alphabet agencies, okay, as an intel analyst. And he said to me, don't stop thinking of China engaging us in a conventional warfare. That's not going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to bring their military inside of our walls to the open border, and then they're going to have small groups of about 10. And that group of 10 is not going to know what that 10's doing or that 10. That group is going to get a one assignment. You need to get all your weapons. You need to get all your surveillance done by this date. And you wait for your go time. And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, though, Dave, I said, okay, give me a scenario. Tell me what you're thinking. He said, okay, we're not talking about Islamic terrorists that are going to go blow themselves up. We're going to go in. I'm going to pick JFK Airport. I'm going to go in there about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning when it's packed. And I'm going to open fire, and I'm going to kill 1,500 to 2,000 people. And then I'm going to extract myself. And then I'm going to go away. And then another group is going to come in to the Mall of Americas. And it's all going to happen at once.
Mm-hmm.
America shuts down overnight. You have Sarah Adams, that was on the Sean Ryan show, come out about a month now saying, yeah, we know that there's at least 2,000 Al-Qaeda here in America. She's absolutely right. I've done the math. I've done all the data, and I citate it. 200,000 special interest aliens called SIAs, and they are called terrorists in layman's terms. Terrorists were arrested and released by Joe Biden into
it's absolutely amazing. I'm hearing rumors, and Paul Preston's heard the same thing, that some of these Chinese are going on to Camp Pendleton. They've been seen going in white vans. Do you know anything about this? Is that a rumor that's not true, or what?
No, that is absolutely true. I worked on Camp Pendleton. One of my duty stations, San Clemente Border Patrol Station, is situated on Camp Pendleton. We always got called to go to Camp Pendleton Gate to interview illegal aliens or foreign nationals trying to get in. Have you ever... I lived there. I can't remember any time that I accidentally drove onto a military base. Let me go one step further. I wrote about this last year. The naval admiral said every single day, let me repeat this, every single day, foreign nationals are trying to make incursions into naval bases in America.
Why?
We've allowed the enemy to come in. We've allowed them and we do nothing to stop it. And ask yourself something. Why would your government allow this to happen? Why would any government? Let's flip it. Let's just flip it. Let's say you're a Chinese and you're in China. Do you think the Chinese government would open their borders to allow 30 million Japanese into their country? No. The answer is no. Would you think Iran is going to allow 30 million Iraqis into their country? No. Same religion, same skin tone, same beliefs, everything. No, the answer is no, no, no. Why would the Western nations allow this to happen? If you don't understand yet, it's the global reset. If you don't understand yet that the Western leaders want to create a one world government and destroy the Western nations, you need to wake up, America. This is what's happening.
Do we have an estimate how many Chinese are at Camp Pendleton?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've asked that question to several people, and they don't know either. Are there any other bases that are compromised?
The admiral came out, and this was on Fox News, said every base, military base, has been compromised or has been tried to be compromised. This is happening all the time. White vans, box trucks, they're dry runs. They're seeing how far they can get inside of the barricades to get into. I ran a special unit called the Coastal Border Enforcement Team. We tracked and hunted down big open bow fishing vessels called pongas from Mexico. And they would be 30 people in a boat or 10,000 pounds of narcotics. Well, there's it's called the LCAC Tower, a Navy base on Camp Pendleton on the ocean. And it's those giant hovercrafts that come up on the concrete and land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know who was landing on those ramps were illegal aliens with 40 people, and they would run up our military bases. And I went and talked to the provost of the Marines, and I said, listen, this is a national security issue. I'll never forget this till the day I die. This is a national security issue. And I saw the chief provost smirk at the other lieutenants in his office. And I just let him do that until I caught his eye when he looked back at me. And I looked at him real sternly and said, I don't think it's funny, because if I came to you on September 10th and said people are going to fly planes into the World Trade Center and blow them up, you would be smirking the same way, wouldn't you? So if I can get illegal aliens from Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala to run up your LCAC tower, what if I had 40 jihadists that would run up into your Marine base and blow it all up? What do you think that impact would be, sir? And then the room went stone cold silence, because what I was saying was not so far-fetched anymore in the reality of what we're looking at. Our government has allowed the enemy into our nation.
Is that because our top officials are bribed by China?
Oh, of course. Not only bribed, but you have to listen to what our leaders, Barack Obama and that whole cabal, what was his famous line? I want to fundamentally transform America.
Right, right.
Joe Biden, as a vice president, we are going to have unrelenting waves of immigration, so much so that the white Anglo-Saxon male will be the minority in his own country, and quote, that is a good thing. Hold on a second. No one voted for this.
Oh, my.
Let's listen to them. Let's listen to Chuck Schumer say, we need these people in our country or our economy will collapse. Are you telling me the greatest nation on planet Earth, the most powerful, relies solely for their success on illiterate peasants from the third world? Am I supposed to believe that?
Such an outrageous comment. But, Comer got pretty far with exposing the Biden crime family and their takings. But I think it goes a lot farther than them. How much is Congress penetrated by China with direct payoffs to get votes? I mean, are we assuming the Rhino Republicans like Susan Collins and Mitch McConnell? I know McConnell's in-laws control the six major ports in China, and he makes about $20 million a year off that.
Yeah. Oh, when's the last time McConnell ever said anything before he stroked out? He's an old dying man. Before then, when did he ever say anything negative about China? Never.
Never. In fact, he'd side against Taiwan. Mark Kelly, senator from my state in Arizona, we think he gets about $25 million a year from China. And that's a tragedy. Here's a fighter pilot, an astronaut, and he's doing this.
Yeah, but they all are. Look, so when you have corruption at the highest level, meaning the president, to assume that it does not going to trickle down. I mean, we just put a senator in jail for 11 years 2 weeks ago, Menendez from New Jersey. 11 years because he was taking bribes from the Egyptian government, etc. Nobody even talks about that. He was a major ranking senator in the US Congress, is in prison now for 11 years, and no one says a word about it, as if he's an anomaly. Let me just say this, because this is very important. We're looking at USAID. We're looking at now the Treasury has now found $4.7 trillion missing. $4.7 trillion. Where did that money go? And when you begin to look at congressmen that are making $175,000 a year and now are worth millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, you have to at least have some intellectual curiosity and say, damn it, that can't be true. And let me ask you something. Let me just put it this different way. If you make $175,000, let's say on your best day, your best year, you save another $10,000 out of that after taxes, living expenses, blah, blah, blah. You're able to invest $10,000. And let's say your career is 20 years, that's $200,000. How do you get $200,000 to equal 15 million? You can't math that out. So if they're doing insider trading, but insider trading does not equal 15 million. However, 15 million, I can show you how 15 you get to 15 million when you're taking million-dollar bribes.
Yeah, that's true. And you got Pocahontas, $200,000 salary, and she garnered $12 million last year. Those are the figures on her. So
Now,
she's.
what did she do? She created an app? Did she write a best-selling book that took off? No, she didn't do anything. So where did she get the 12 million from?
That's the question I've been asking publicly.
And the reason why you'll never get an answer, Dave, because they're all corrupt. And when I mean all of them, I mean all of them. We need a overhaul of our entire government. If you didn't believe what things that you and I say, at least these last 3.5 weeks under Trump would have to make you say, hold on a second, our government's corrupt. So right now, Doge has uncovered about 20% of our total deficit has been stolen. And he just started. I have a feeling when he's done, you're going to see at least 50 to 60% of all of our deficit was caused from fraudulent, stolen theft of our money. Holy Mother God, we don't have a deficit, Dave. We don't have a deficit problem. We have a problem of people stealing our money.
I couldn't agree with you more. The numbers, I just did an analysis this morning. If you add up the 2.7 trillion that are being paid out to people who are dead from Social Security, and then you add the Treasury, where they have what they call the TAS line, which is an expenditure payout line, but it doesn't say who it goes to, and that's
Correct.
7.4 trillion. You look at this here, and these are serious numbers now. And I guess my question is, why aren't there perp walks? I think there's enough there right now to start arresting people who manage these funds.
Well, Dave, I had the same question on a gentleman that I really respect. He was almost a J6er, and his case got dismissed right at the very end. Incredible story. And he and I were talking about there has to be arrest. At the end of, I call it the age of awakening, and we're in the middle of this. At the end of the age of awakening, there must be not hundreds, thousands of arrests.
I
And he
agree.
made a great point to me. He said, Trump can't make those arrests until all of his people are in position because the deep state is so corrupted, they will sabotage everything until you have the right people in there. Pam Bondi, why is it Kash Patel? We're almost a month in and we don't have a director of FBI. How's that possible? Because they're scared to death of what Kash Patel is going to do.
I agree.
That I think if I was a betting man, I think Trump's waiting on Kash Patel to become the FBI director, and I bet you they have stacks of arrest warrants ready to be handed out on day one. That's what I believe. I could be wrong. But I'm also hearing from people that I respect that are in the know that are saying people are very antsy right now, and they're worried that if they don't start arresting people soon, America is going to explode.
Okay, that's my point. You just took the words right out of my mind. What I've been thinking about is exactly that. And I'm telling you, the more serious stuff we're seeing, these people need to go to Gitmo. I mean, I think we're seeing the tip of the iceberg because the Pentagon is yet to be dissected, and they failed their last six audits. Okay, I want General Milley and his compadres, Joint Chiefs of Staff. I want them in Gitmo.
Yep. Well, because we're not talking about a misdemeanor crime where you're hungry and you went in and you stole some Oreos and a loaf of bread. Okay.
Yeah,
We're
exactly.
talking trillions of dollars. You in effect have taken all of the workers in America, taken their yearly salaries and stole them and gave them to enrich yourself and to foreign nationals. That is a not fraud. That's not theft, that's treason.
I agree.
And I want treason to be applied to them. Thus, you can go to Gitmo. And then we'll figure out, is that treason, is that punishment death or life in prison? And if it's death, I want it swift, and I want it pay-per-view. I want the world to see this is what happens to you in America when you try to hurt America. Look, I'm going to say this. Trump has been left no option except to arrest these people.
I agree.
If Trump is listening, if somehow he can get to him, I'm imploring you, sir. I can't imagine the angst that's going to be for you to do this and to be shredded by the media, current historians. But, sir, I promise you, if you do this, historians from 100 years from now are going to compare you to George Washington. They're going to say you were the most indispensable person in American history that saved the republic, because we are not the republic as we are defined by our founding fathers. We are not even close to it anymore, Dave.
I know you just gave me another aha moment. People ask me about Trump, and I've been saying this pretty regularly for the past several months. How can you trust Trump? He's been one of them. He went to a wedding with Hillary Clinton and hung out with him. And here's what I said. George Washington set this country on a good path for this first presidency with the traditions he established. I think Donald Trump sees himself, and I've been saying this repeatedly, as the second George Washington, which means he has a big ego, and I think it could work to our advantage. He wants to be the man who saved America. I think that's what's motivating him now, that he wants that to be his legacy.
He wants to be remembered not just in 5 years, but 500 years.
I agree.
And he has the opportunity. In one of my chapters at the end of my book, I do a whole chapter on comparing him to George Washington. And in that chapter, I tell the reader, listen, I know when you stand George Washington next to President Trump, there's no similarities. One, their clothes, but once you remove all of the from the 1800s to now, and you dive into these men's, the way they think, their patriotism, their narcissism. Look, in order to be a man of that magnitude, you have to believe that you were built for that moment in time, for that position. You have to believe that. They are both touched. They both believe they're touched by God. They both believe that they are hand divinely placed in this position. They both love America, and they both believe in what America stands for. Would they get along? I doubt it. Would they become friends? I doubt it. But their love of country and their willingness to do what, look, you think Donald Trump really in his late 70s wants to be doing this, just as George Washington wrote endless letters saying, I don't want to be doing this in the twilight of my life. However, God put me here and I'm going to follow that.
Yeah,
And I believe everything I wrote on that chapter as well.
it's funny, we're so like-minded on this George Washington comparison. So much for me being unique in my own mind. It's just amazing the way you've put it. But I do see this, and the ego works to our advantage. And Elon Musk, no different in what he's doing. You can see in his body language, he's getting a childlike thrill out of what he's doing. And here's the richest man in the world. But I got to tell you, I think he's pissed off. And I'll point to one thing. I remember when there was an electric car conference put on by the global elite and they didn't invite him. I think that was the turning for Elon Musk when he walked away from them.
Yeah, it could be. And you're looking at a obviously one of the best businessmen ever in the history of the world, and he's looking at this business called government, and he's shocked that this has taken this long. That they're sit. Look, I just saw a guy that's on the internet. I apologize not for on X for not remembering his name because he's excellent on X, and he just did a whole like 2 minutes on the ages that are being paid off in Social Security. Do you know that we have probably 10 million people that are now considered over the age of 130 that get paid Social Security? Do you know what the oldest person receiving Social Security payments right now is? 300 years old. 300 years old. They went in, they did a cursory search on Social Security, the DOGE. They haven't gone in depth yet, and did a cursory search, and Elon Musk was shocked that they had no way in their system to determine if a Social Security number was used one time or 10,000 times. They have no security features. We're run by a bunch of morons. And look, when I went and testified in front of Congress, Dave, one thing that was solidified in my mind, and I will never back down from this, we are being led and ruled by the dumbest people in our population. The dumbest people in America rose up the ranks into politics, and they have complete control over our lives. I believe
Well,
that.
isn't it true that compromised people are recruited by the powers that be?
Of course they are. Of course they are. I mean, I look at this when I was up in D.C. and talking to congressmen and et cetera, I realized they're so stupid. I think 80% of them are just dumb puppets. And I think there's about 10 to 20% that rule our country that are the smart people, the Mitch McConnells, the Nancy Pelosi's. You don't have to like Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, but they're ruthlessly intelligent about their business. They're dominant. But there's the other 80% are just compromised morons, just morons. And they are the enemy of the people. Absolutely the enemy of people.
Yeah, it's amazing. In our pre-air discussion, when I shared with you how I was put on the phone with one of Trump's advisors prior to the 2018 midterm, and I had to explain to him what Section 230 was to limit censorship on social media. Here I am, a layman, explaining this to him, and I just simply went and did the research. When you say they're not bright, I have seen evidence of that. Over and over and over, and I got to be careful because I do interview some of these people, but I got to be honest with you, the majority of them couldn't pour piss out of a boot. I mean, that's my impression of them.
No, they're absolutely they're look, when I write about this in one of my chapters, and it's titled My Congressional Hearing. And I went and testified about child sex trafficking in front of Congress. And I'm looking at the people that are asking me questions. Dave, I can't truly do it justice to tell you how grotesquely stupid these people are. Just beyond stupid. And then the worst characteristic that you can overlay on stupidity. I know there's a million things to choose, but the biggest, worst thing you can overlay on stupidity is arrogance. And they suffer from arrogance and from stupidity. They do not realize how dumb they are. Let me give you an example. One of the ladies, her name is Delia Ramirez. She's a congresswoman from Illinois. And she began her 5 minutes of just eviscerating me, calling me a white nationalist, white nationalist, a bigot, everything you can imagine under the sun, that's what I was. And then in a moment of emotional weakness, she says the truth out loud. And what was that truth? We were talking, or she was talking about the women and children being raped on the southern side of the border. And she said, and I almost quote, "I don't want to have these discussions again about illegal aliens being raped because my mom from Guatemala was crossing the border and she was raped while she was pregnant with me." And I looked around and I was like, did any of you pasty, disgusting, impotent white males that are running the Republican Party, did you just hear this young lady just state that she's an illegal alien from Guatemala? Did anybody know that a sitting congresswoman is an illegal alien, self-admitted through her emotional state that she's an illegal alien? I went home that night, made a few phone calls, and said, "Can you check and see if Dahlia has ever naturalized citizen?" Nope. And guess what else I find out about the sitting congressman that's illegal alien? Her husband's an illegal alien. Her uncles are illegal aliens. You have the enemy of America running our nation. And the people that are involved in it are so gutless and so cowardly, they don't even have the courage to point out. Could you imagine if Xi Jinping was sitting there and he heard one of his whatever they're called there is an illegal alien from Japan? Do you think that that person would still be in that government? The answer is no.
They wouldn't be alive.
No, it wouldn't be alive.
Yeah. It's shocking to hear you talk about this. And I know a lot about the border, but you've turned my head a few times here with this. Why isn't Homan getting the resources he needs to extradite what's going on?
I don't know, Dave. And it's making me frustrated. And I'm watching Tom Homan give speeches and he is exasperated. You can see it in his face and hear it in his words. You can feel it. I do give them some grace because they have to build the apparatus in order to move those people out. However, let me give you where I have the hardest time understanding. So this is about PR. This is about the biggest bang for your buck, right? Are you going to tell me that you are going to have 10 agents needed to go arrest one person in an apartment complex? Yes, because it's so dangerous. I get it. However, I could take you down to Clinton, a neighborhood called Clinton in New York City, where 6,000 to 9,000 single adult military age men live in a shelter in one city block. So much so that that small little neighborhood of Clinton is now devastated by crime, rapes, murders, everything you can imagine. I've been there, physically been there. Why do you not have the National Guard surround that city block and then you arrest and deport 6,000 to 9,000 single adult military age men? And you do that in every shelter and every hotel across America. Now, now you got my bang for the buck. Now I'm showing the world, not America, the world. If you are illegal, get the hell out of my country. I am going to fine you and you are gone. We're not doing that, Dave. Why are we not doing that? Why are we not? Okay, I make this analogy and someone laughed at it last night when I told it because it's so bizarre, but it's so true. Dave, if I wanted to go trout fishing, do I go into the parking lot of Walmart and cast my reel into the concrete, hoping to catch a trout? Or do I walk a quarter mile down the road and there's a trout farm and I just drop my bobber in there? I don't need to put bait on it. And I keep pulling out one trout after another all day long until I have thousands of trout. Why would I go and go find one person in an apartment when I got 6,000 living in a city block? That's where my problem is with this whole deportation thing. And I know I'm not going to make a lot of friends on this, but if I'm intellectually honest and I'm fair, I'm going to point out the absurdity that I'm witnessing. And I, J.J. Carroll, is the biggest Tom Homan fan of anyone. I've written articles about him. He's in both my books. I am his biggest fan because he is the right man for the job. But things are not adding up, and I have to ask that question. Why are they not adding up?
It's not adding up because someone's on the take. There could be Trojan horses within the Trump administration. There was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess. Here's why I do this work. I do this work because I don't want to say this the wrong way because I don't want to be accused of being a fearmonger. But I want to incite the American people to action. I don't mean vigilantism, but I mean we need to deliver a post-election mandate to this administration that we want these people gone and spare no resource to do it.
I thought that's what we already discussed. I thought that that was the reason why you were elected, Donald Trump. And I'm the biggest MAGA Donald Trump guy. What he's done is incredible. All I can do is applaud you. But at the same time, the main thing that I focused on and have voted for you and tens of millions of people voted for was to eradicate the United States of America of 50 million illegal aliens. And we want that done. No expense. I want it done. Call in your National Guard. If the states won't give it to you, call in your military. Get them out of my country now, not 5 years from now, right this second. And there has to be a sense of urgency when you do this. It cannot be lackadaisical. And I'm not suggesting that by any means with Tom Homan. Tom Homan, you could feel it. I have spoken to people that are in that kind of inner circle, and they're saying they're exasperated. They need more help. And I'm going to tell you where I believe where the disconnect is. And I'm from the outside looking in.
Okay.
I don't think Tom Homan has the lieutenants in place to do what he needs to do.
That's what I meant by Trojan horses within the apparatus. Who are either indifferent or disloyal.
Yes, and they're not going to drive what you're saying. Let me give you an example of how this works reverse. How do you think that we ended up with 30 million people in America? Do you think it was just Mayorkas and his twisted mind saying, I'm going to do this? Or did he strategically place lieutenants throughout the government in order to get it? And I write a whole chapter on it. It's literally called Lieutenants.
Good.
It's called Lieutenants.
Gosh.
And when you read it, and this is a sampling. This is not 10 people that I chose. I'm just saying these are 8, 9, 10 people that I chose for my chapter that represent thousands of these people. I'm talking about people that are in charge of USCIS, DHS, Biden's direct line for immigration policy. All of them were anti-police, anti-border patrol, anti-ICE, anti-deportation, anti-immigration, illegal immigration. No humans illegal. That was running our apparatus in the DHS. So that in turn needs to be what Tom Homan has. Tom Homan needs the equivalent of those traitors in his stead that believe in what America stands for and will be his lieutenants driving. Look, when you look at military, you have to have great generals. Yes. You have to have great foot soldiers and you have to have great sergeants. I get that. But the boots on the ground lieutenants that are driving the foot soldiers and the sergeants to complete the mission. If you do not have that layer of your organization in place, nothing's going to happen. You agree with that?
I couldn't agree with you more. You just opened my mind up to look at the plants that were obviously left behind. Wow, that's good. Hey, we're out of time, and this is such a good lead-in to the book. JJ has written a book, Treason, the Biden Administration's Strategic and Malicious Destruction of America's Sovereignty. Where can they get a copy? Because this is a great lead-in discussion to reading this book.
Oh, thank you very much. You can go to Amazon.com, and just type in Treason. Yeah, Treason, J.J. Carroll. The ebook is available right now. The paperback goes live at 12:01 tonight or Wednesday morning. So tomorrow will be available for the ebook. Excuse me, the paperback. And then in 1 month, I have an incredible voice actor that is doing my book for audio will come out as well. But the paperback will be available first thing tonight at 12:01.
That's fantastic. This has been the fastest hour probably in the history of this show. This has been really, really good stuff. You've opened my mind. You're going to give me some things to think about here, and I'm sure the audience too. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up a copy of the book. Tell people how to listen to your podcast.
You go to worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. I have a nightly show from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And we just talk about topics like this, what's happening in America, and what we need to do to save the greatest country on planet Earth.
Wow. I'm almost speechless at what you just revealed here about Mayorkas. I've got to process that. I've never heard that before, and I think it makes a lot of sense. JJ, you're welcome back here anytime. Thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck with the book, and I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
A great week.